You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL. Proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc., and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Great.
Today?
Fabulous.
I know.
Just doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't. No. No. Well, it could. But anyways. Today, our guests are from the Monroe County Energy Challenge. It is Jackie Bauer with the City of Bloomington.
Hello.
And Joseph Keeler with HFI.
Good morning.
Hello. So I know a lot about the energy challenge because I sit next to Joe at the office, but I don't think a lot of people know about this. So can you talk a little bit about what the Monroe County Energy Challenge is?
Yes, absolutely. So this just launched. So that's the reason not a lot of people know about it. So it launched on January 14th. And what it is the local community's effort to win a $5 million nationwide prize. So we are competing in the Georgetown University Energy Prize, and this the Monroe County Energy Challenge is our attempt to do that. So $5 million is at stake. We're very excited.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And what will, what is the premise of this? Why did Bloomington decide they wanted to be a part of this challenge?
Well, I think, you know, Georgetown University started this initiative, and the whole idea is that if we can get a bunch of communities across the country to compete to reduce energy use, mm-hmm. we both learn from those experiences, so develop mm-hmm. some new innovative sure. ideas, and also get a bunch of communities to reduce their energy use. So it's kind of a win-win all mm-hmm. around. And of course, $5 million is a big chunk of money, and it's a real motivation for a lot of us. And that was a big reason that Bloomington jumped in. We also had really great responses from our local utilities. So knowing nice. That Duke and Vectren were mm-hmm. very interested in participating was a big impetus for us to get involved.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about what it means, how this lays out? What do we have to do to win this prize, this grand
right on the
prize?
Line. What do we have to do?
Because and yeah. how long does it take? I mean, I'm sure this isn't a week-long activity.
No. So it's a two-year competition.
Okay.
And we're going to focus on, the whole competition focuses on residential school, so K through 12 schools, and municipal building energy use. So very, very specific
okay.
focus. And we're specifically looking at natural gas and electricity usage, okay. so metered energy.
Okay.
So that's our focus. You know, so we've got our kind of some constraints on what we're
sure.
going to look at. Mm-hmm. And so we're really looking right now to engage residents across the county in saving energy in their own homes. And there's a million things people can do. You know, everybody can do something.
Right. Everybody can participate.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to wrap my head around all
yeah.
of that.
So it's for the entire county?
Right.
So every
is it the county?
Yep, it's
okay.
the
oh,
county.
So, okay, that's why I was clarifying. Okay,
yeah.
So every Monroe County resident can participate in some way.
Absolutely.
And should.
Yes.
Including yes. Ellettsville.
Yeah, the entire county.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, you know, she's with the city, so
right.
I was thinking, oh, I'm not included. Not that I don't. Already do a lot of energy things. But
right. Yeah, the idea was, so we're working with the county, town okay. of Ellettsville, town of Steinsville.
Excellent.
Both school corporations are
okay.
signed on as partners. We've got a number of other people who are participating, but the local utilities, so Vectren, Duke, mm-hmm. SCI, REMC, and the Utility District of Western Indiana, they're all
wow.
engaged. So this is a really big effort. You know, we really want to make mm-hmm. the community aware of the effort, get people thinking about what they can do. And, you know, it's everything from keeping your curtains closed on the coldest days
right.
mm-hmm. to putting insulation in your attic. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a whole range of things. And I was just looking, you know, Duke Energy just posted a new savings store yesterday where you can buy LED bulbs mm-hmm. for almost nothing.
Oh, wow.
So there's all this stuff that's kind of coming together all at once. And we're really hoping to use that to motivate people to save money and to save mm-hmm. energy.
Yeah.
And all of that will hopefully win us $5 million.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, you know, you mentioned one of the things that I actually did back there a couple days ago or a week ago when it was really, really cold and we got mm-hmm. that sub-zero weather is I actually closed my curtains in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. You know, when we put those drapes or curtains up, mm-hmm. you know, they were actually not just window treatments originally. They were there to right. protect
for
our houses
yeah.
from, you know, ultraviolet light, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so it didn't get too hot, didn't
right.
stay too cold, that kind of thing. So
right.
those are very small things.
Right.
Of course, now most window treatments don't have little pulls. I mean,
I know.
Some of us in this room can probably remember the pulley system that were on drapes.
Yeah.
Or closing your blinds.
Right.
That's
oh, yeah,
the other
you
thing.
Had to, yeah.
So, and that does change things a lot. It really
yeah.
helps
oh. absolutely
insulate the house. So that's a very small example
right.
of what you can
right.
do. What are some of the other things that you're hoping that, especially some of like the school systems are gonna do to help incorporate or to win this?
Yeah. Well, so the schools are both focusing on their own operations, and
sure.
they've actually already done quite
uh-huh.
a bit.
Wow.
You know, they've done a lot of efficiency measures already that has saved, at least the MCCSC has saved a lot of money already. And that may be true of RBB too. But,
right.
Mm-hmm. But there, what we're also doing is focusing on curriculum. So we're really trying to engage the students in learning about energy,
good.
Mm-hmm. Trying to understand. I mean, I think, mm-hmm. you know, one of the challenges is, you know, people, what's a kilowatt hour? You know,
right.
that's just not
yeah.
a unit. You know, a gallon of water, people can picture
mm-hmm.
that. But a kilowatt hour is sort of this.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like a ghost or
it's
something.
Abstract.
You know, what is
it's
it?
Out there.
Yeah, so trying to get students to be more familiar with the measures of energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, what different steps take, you know, have the biggest impact. So, you know, I think everybody knows to turn off the lights. You know, that's
right.
that's sort of the standard
right.
thing. But, you know, when you get people thinking about, well, you know, air conditioning and heating
mm-hmm.
actually use huge amounts of energy, how do we actually address energy use by that? And, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
where the closing curtains comes in.
Right.
So starting to think about measures you can take that actually impact those biggest users
mm-hmm.
of energy is going to make a big difference. And I think kids enjoy quantifying that,
mm-hmm.
you know, trying
yeah.
to understand, you know, what does it do if I unplug the, you know, my computer every night
right.
versus, you know, turning off the light versus, you know, turning the heat down two
mm-hmm.
degrees. So trying to get people to kind of understand that these different things have different impacts. And, you know, of course, the hope is that students will take that information home and share with their
mm-hmm.
own
mm-hmm.
families on, you know, what exactly we can do. So, you know, there's lots of different strategies and what, you know, our big message is that everybody, every household can do something.
I'm just visualizing these kids coming home from school and yelling at their parents, turn off the lights!
Exactly.
What's going on? Why? Close the door!
Exactly. It's great.
It's
well,
a reversal.
And I'm looking at it as you know, thinking about the future and thinking if these kids are learning it now, not just
yeah.
in one grade, but in multiple grades, because it's a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
it's going to impact them for life.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the future, when their parents, they'll already be
mm-hmm.
doing these
oh.
energy-saving ideas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just, to me, it's
mm-hmm.
not just 2 years.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is kind of
a
forever
lifetime,
goal.
Yeah,
yes.
Forever
thing.
Challenge.
Exactly. And that's the whole... That's the whole idea behind this. You know, and I remember things I learned when I was in school, you know, those things that just stick
mm-hmm.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, what I got was the difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit. And, you know, people were dressed up as one or the other. Anyway, but, you know, but those things stick with me. You know, I saw that when I was 6 and I still can remember. But you know, kids really, really do, you know, they glom onto those things and it really sticks with them. And that's what we're really hoping.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back with Joseph Keeler and Jackie Bauer talking about the Monroe County Energy Challenge.